Samaritan volunteers here answered 50 calls every hour of every day. That adds up to 470,000 calls a year, dealing with mental health or illness, isolation and loneliness or family problems. The Samaritan vision is that fewer people in this country die by suicide. To discuss the detail of this impact report for 2024, we're joined by Sarah O'Toole, who's the Executive Director of Samaritans Ireland. She's here in studio and you're very welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
The numbers, you know, they show the demand for your service continues to grow. It continues to be a very important part of life in this country. Interestingly, as part of your impact report last year, you're looking at caller experience too. Tell me what you learned.
Yes, Mary. So we undertook some research last year for the first time looking at our caller experience. So Samaritans, as an anonymous and confidential service, we don't know who our callers are. So it's been really interesting to reach out to people and ask them to come forward to talk about their experience. So we had almost 600 callers come forward, and I just really want to thank them for making that effort to do so. The research was carried out by UCC and funded by the National Office for Suicide Prevention, and the findings were really powerful and I think reaffirmed our role in the mental health landscape in Ireland. We found that Samaritans was actually the only form of support for 56% of our respondents, and that was really surprising to us. We know people access many services and would call on Samaritans for that additional support. So it was really heartening to know that we're there for people maybe when there is nobody else there for them. So giving them that sense of hope and
What else does that say to you, though, that you're kind of the last line of defence, if you like, for people?
Well, oftentimes, our callers will say we're actually the first step in their recovery. So our message is always for people to reach out and talk before a problem becomes too big an issue. So I think that really speaks to the emotional support that we give our callers. Many people think that Samaritan's just there if you're in suicidal crisis. Mm. But actually, we offer a lot of support to people who are in emotional distress and encourage people to talk. But obviously, talking is no good unless there's someone there to listen, and that's what Samaritans do.
Tell me more about the calls and the callers and what you learn about them, you know, in terms of age, in terms of the reasons they're coming to you, as you've been saying, and in terms of breakdowns, urban, rural, male, female and so on.
Well, we don't gather a huge amount of data on our calls, but we do know people call us from both urban and rural settings. The main themes people call about, people don't call normally for one reason in particular. Mm. So we see key themes coming through every year, though. So issues around mental health or mental illness, people having issues with family or relationships, and loneliness and isolation. And loneliness and isolation is an interesting one because it cuts across all demographics. We know that sometimes we think of loneliness in relation to living in a rural setting, not having that human connection. But actually, we find that you could be living in a city surrounded by people and feel really, really lonely and isolated. And I think what Samaritans does is offer that safe place for people while they find a way to work through that themselves and give that human connection.
Do you find, Sarah, that a lot of what you're dealing with comes back to this question of coping?
Yes.
Coping with life.
Yes, and life is hard. Yeah. Life is hard, and I know myself, there's a lot of demands on people, and you need to be a lot of places at once, and sometimes people don't have time for themselves just to even take that moment. And what's really important for us, like, we have 1,500 amazing volunteers across the country. It's really interesting for us to launch this report and the research on National Volunteering Week because it's a real testament to what their commitment. But we talk about the many, many volunteers we have. But what really matters for us is that human connection. When someone makes that call, it's that one volunteer and that one caller, and it's nothing else matters in that time.
And mainly, can you say, when do people phone you? Is it late at night? When does the impact of whatever they're dealing with hit most severely, and when do they reach out?
Yeah, as you know, we're a 24-hour service, and we talk about our hour of need, and oftentimes that can be in the middle of the night when maybe other services are closed. like we do support other organisations who run maybe daytime helplines, and where they're closed, their calls can divert into Samaritans. So we make sure that we're there in those hours of need. And it can be those dark nights when people's thoughts are maybe racing a little bit and they just need to pick up the phone and have that chat. And it could be like a 1 minute chat. It could be half an hour chat, but that's where Samaritans is. Our average calls last year were 28 minutes, which is quite a long time to be in conversation.
It's all about volunteerism, as you say. Do you see people coming forward in considerable numbers still to volunteer to be at the end of the phone line?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak highly enough about our volunteers. They really are doing life-saving work, and we don't underestimate the commitment that they make. We are seeing volunteering changing. So we're delighted to see that we're having younger people come forward and volunteer, because sometimes people say that young people don't know how to use the phone. But actually, we're finding that young people are still wanting to talk to somebody and have that communication, and young people want to listen. So we're always seeking volunteers. So people can go to our website and find out about that. But we have volunteers who've been volunteering for 50 years. We're launching our impact report today, and we'll have someone there that's been volunteering for 50 years and also a volunteer that has just joined. So that just gives you the breadth of what the community is
and what you've been doing for such a very long time. Remind me of the helpline numbers at 116123.
Yes, 116123. And also we have an email service, which is jo@samaritans.ie. That's jo@samaritans.ie.
All right, Sarah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mary.
To their executive director for Samaritans Ireland at 18 minutes past seven.